Let's get to our guest. It's Michael Cugino, as mentioned, president and PM at the Permanent Portfolio Family of Funds. So it's a double-headed dragon, or perhaps we should say a two-headed bull here, Michael. The two massive positives, the Fed signaling that slower pace of rate hikes, and China moving away from COVID zero, as I mentioned, in all but name. Now, we all know there are qualifications. Many people will fight the conclusions here, but investors seem on board. Should they be, and are you?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. On the first point, I think Jay Powell gave the markets exactly what they were hoping to hear. It was pretty clear and concise. So I think anything other than what was said today will really surprise the markets. On the point with China, and probably surprise to the negative if rate increases are higher than what he communicated today. On the China front, I mean, I don't know what to think. Zero COVID, moving away from it, moving towards it, lockdowns. I mean, what I probably believe, since I don't trust a lot of verbiage coming out of there, is what I see in the news. And I see a lot of people in the streets protesting something. And it's likely that they have had their lives taken away from them for the last couple of years. And I'm not sure what happens there. It's one of the big political risks in China if that population cannot be controlled or revolts against the form of government that they have over there. That has big... And I'm not putting the cart before the horse. They have a way of clamping down on these things. But to the extent there's unrest in China, that affects the global economy tremendously and the U.S. economy tremendously.
Yeah, Michael, it does seem as though those protests have died down for the time being, given the police presence. I want to get to your comments about Jay Powell here. I mean, surely people did anticipate he was going to say a moderation moderate rate of increases, I should say, here as well, coming up for the cost of borrowing there in the U.S. Now, why did the markets react so positively, I'm talking about the equity market in particular, given that that was already factored in?
Well, that was the market's belief. That was conventional wisdom. But you also had people, there was a Fed governor, I believe, talking about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, saying that the terminal rate could go between 5% and 7%. And so there was enough uncertainty, really, to keep everybody on edge. And this speech today and subsequent Q&A really took some of the mystery out of at least what they expect to do in the next month or so.
Michael, tell us about GARP, or growth at a reasonable price. How, well, that's so difficult to just get right.
It is, especially in an environment like this. The equity market is certainly cheaper than it has been previously, this rally notwithstanding. But there's also a reason for it. Earning estimates have come down. There was some froth in some of the valuations, especially higher priced, price to sales type stocks in certain industries. And so, it's more attractive, but there's also macro concerns out there that still really haven't gone away despite this rally. This rally is not really one based on fundamentals. It's based on monetary policy or potential monetary policy and expected effects from that policy more than anything fundamental. And the economy is running into some headwinds, I think. So this may be short-lived with more pain to come next year. We just don't know. But we still haven't seen the impact of all these rate hikes. The geopolitical environment globally is not good right now. And you have likely recessions in a lot of places, including possibly the U.S. Equity investors need to be careful.
So, Michael, is the real bet still then... does the Fed pull this off? They've made a lot of rate hikes, and there's a lot that's, kind of in the channel. If they went too far and we have a recession, then these rallies now will go away. Is that what you bet on, or do you get opportunistic here?
Well, I mean, you're always opportunistic, but I think it really depends on what they're after. I still hear 2% inflation being thrown around and maybe a terminal rate of 5% or 4.5%, and maybe we'll sit there for a while. It certainly makes sense to scale back a little bit and wait and see what happens as the effect of this very aggressive raising rate campaign occurred this year. We still don't know the impact of that. However, my own view is that inflation should come down, yes, because we're not flooding the economy with money anymore, and supply chain issues are getting resolved, and material inflation is coming down a little bit. Labor, we just don't know, based on the inconsistent numbers between jobs available and people working and the mobility of labor, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't know what's happening there, but I suspect that inflation may come down more stubbornly, and it may not go down to 2%. It may be 5%, 6%, 4%. In which case, depending on what you want your monetary policy to be, is 4.5% to 5% Fed funds appropriate or still too loose? We just don't know yet. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty there that still needs to be ironed out. But certainly the market, especially equity investors and bond investors today, took this as good news that maybe the aggressive nature of the hikes is slowing down and we're going to adopt more wait and see. I think they'd be crazy to cut, and I hope they're not cutting anytime soon. That gets herky-jerky, and it reminds me of the 1970s. So I'd probably not want to see that.
Are you surely must be finding, with the uncertainty that is out there, that there are probably some very good investment grade or perhaps just the sort of top end of the high yield space opportunities.
Well, there certainly is. In the bond market, we've been looking at we've run very low duration the last couple of years, so we've been able to take advantage of the higher rates quicker than maybe some other people on the bond side, and we've paid attention to balance sheets that were all investment grade. So, we're certainly seeing opportunities all over the map in terms of corporate credits. The question there will be at what point do you start to lengthen duration, and I think anybody that's involved in bonds is looking at that issue. On the equity side, there's always opportunities, and I think it's just more stock-specific, it's more industry-specific. There are areas that we're long-term investors, so we think, more broadly in multiple-year periods. So I see some industry groups like the energy, like the materials and commodities that really have a great macro story out there, but you're going to have to be patient and live through some volatility and maybe not, things going in one direction. Financials, I think, look good. Some of the industrials.
Michael Cugino, their president and portfolio manager at the Permanent Portfolio Family of Funds.